Love Talk Radio.
We need your power. We need your power.
never leave us. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. And he's with us until the end of the world. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, that never leave us, God. Let us separate you tonight from the Lord of God. I'll let the trouble wait.
Find another neighbor and push him real good and tell him, say, neighbor, I'm glad to be in the service. Just one more time. Amen, amen. We greet you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for being a part of our Thursday night. Amen. Evangelistic service. Amen. Here at Bishop Omar Zachary and Family. Amen. Ministries. Amen. Here. It's a family affair, and we're so glad to be in the land of the living. Amen. For the Lord has allowed us together just one more time. Amen. Let's go to the word on tonight in your Bibles, Romans, the 8th chapter. Very, very familiar passage of scripture on tonight, Romans, the 8th chapter, verse number 28. And I think I just saw Evangelist Stanton put a scripture, amen, put something up a few moments ago. And of course, she had no idea, amen, I'm going to be preaching from that, some of those scriptures on tonight, amen. So let's see what the book has to say. Romans, the 8th chapter, verse number 28. Romans 8, and 28. Amen. Thank God for all of you, all of our listeners through Chaos Blog Talk Radio. We thank God for you on tonight. We give God glory for Elder Oliver. Amen. And his wife, all of our engineers. Amen. Those that are tuning in all over the country by way of Chaos Blog Talk Radio. We thank you and we greet you in the name of Jesus. Amen. To all of our Facebook Live viewers, amen. Thank you so much for tuning in on tonight. We count it not robbery to have you a part of our Thursday night service. Thank you so for being so faithful and so dedicated. All Praise Tabernacle members, we thank God for you, amen, during this time. And we're grateful that even though things are different than what we are accustomed to, we thank God that God has remained faithful, amen, unto us. Amen. God has remained faithful. We thank God for my precious wife, as always, being here. Amen. We've been, those of you that's been watching, has been a part of our Sunday services. We've been playing tag team. Amen. It seemed like for the past month or so on Sunday mornings. Amen. We got probably to the middle of October before we get back in here as a team, as a family. Amen. A family unit on Sundays. Based on both of my sons, still have a few more tournaments during the month of October. Amen. But we thank God for what God is doing. We thank God for traveling mercies. I don't think we've ever, matter of fact, I know we've never ran this much. Amen. We've always, concerning baseball, always ever had to run like this for Macho, at least over the past 3 years, but now, amen, Zach also. So for both of them, we're running all over Georgia. But we thank God. Amen. So thank God for my wife being here tonight. Thank God for my children. Amen. And we got, amen, one of our special guests live in studio. Amen. On tonight, one of our special guests. Amen. Live in studio. Amen. She's in here tonight, and we've had to kind of hold her back a little bit. Amen. Don't you knock that camera over, don't you? Amen. Sister Pam King, Sister Pamela King. Amen. One of our longtime members. Amen. Very dedicated to us. Amen. Dedicated not just to us, but dedicated to the Lord. Amen. Dedicated to Praise Tabernacle Church. Amen. She's in live in studio. Amen. On tonight. And we're glad to have her. Amen. Gracing our setting here at our, amen, our home, our second location. Amen. Truth of the matter, this is our main location. Amen. And your home should be your main location. Amen. All right, let's see. Let's see here. Amen. If you would pray with me just for a little while. Amen. We'll try to put this gallon in the paint. Amen. On this Thursday night. Very familiar, as we say, the passage of Scripture. Amen. I see it already out there. Some of you are already, amen, has already listed it. Romans, the 8th chapter, amen, verse number 28. Amen. I want you to read it with me for those of you that have your Bibles, have your tablets, have your phones. Amen. Read it with me. Amen. Paul writing to the church at Rome. The 8th chapter, verse number 28. Yeah. Amen. On the count of three, let's read that together. One, three. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Amen. Listen, let's read that one more time. There's only one scripture, amen, on tonight. Let's read that one more time. Read. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Amen. Amen. Those of you that was a part of Bible study on Tuesday night, I told you, amen, gave you the topic that we would preach from on tonight. Amen. If you got a neighbor, amen, look at your neighbor. If you don't have one, just look at yourself. Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor,
tonight's topic is
that made me better.
That made me better.
Amen. That made me better. Amen. I see you, Mother Blow, Mother Ethel Blow. God bless you. Amen. Glad to see you on, amen, on tonight. Amen. I've been thinking about you. Amen. And your bereaved and your husband. Amen. Bishop Horace Blow. I was just thinking about you guys the other day. Amen. So glad to have you a part of the service on tonight. Amen. That made me better. That made me better. Fathers, in Jesus' name, we come before you. We pray and ask that you would send your anointing that makes preaching and teaching easy. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Let no flesh get any glory in this service, but all glory and honor goes to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That made me better. That made me better. My father preached a message a few years ago, well, quite a number of years ago, from the subject, don't be bitter, but be better. Amen. So many things we face in life that seemingly is unfavorable to us or for us, if we're not careful, that thing can cause us to be bitter. Amen. But the truth of the matter is we have the right, if we're in the right mind, if we stick with God, if we rely on the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us, that thing that would normally make us bitter, if we just stay with God, we will understand and come out saying it made me better. Look at a neighbor and shout, better. Yeah, the truth of the matter is that now none of us desire hardship. Baby, give me that other mic. This was sound kind of ruffled. I think it's that yellow one. Turn it up and let's see. Amen. That's a little bit better. Amen. Oh, yeah. Now I sound like I'm in my garage front church. Amen. None of us desires hardship. Probably won't turn it down a little bit. I don't want to blow y'all too far out of here. And that's just the truth. No one wake up in the morning and prays for hardship. Now, no one wakes up in the morning and come on up a little bit. Right there. That's good right there. Amen. No one wakes up in the morning or goes to bed at night asking for trouble. No one goes to bed at night asking for sickness. Yeah. And we can almost say with a 100% guarantee that if there is any easier way to do a thing, we will choose the easiest way in order to accomplish whatever the task is. Am I talking right tonight? If we can find the easiest, whatever, y'all know we just talking about us. Amen. If whatever way we can find easy, whatever way it can be less expensive, less, amen, time consuming, that's the way we tend to want to go. But there's going to be some things in life that you can't just take shortcuts, if you will. There's going to be some things in life that you just got to go through. There's going to be situations. There's going to be issues in your life, in your home, in your family that's going to cause you to just have to man up or woman up and go through the process. We can't look for the easiest way out on everything. How many of us wake up in the morning, as I stated, and we pray for hard and difficult days? None of us do that. None of us, amen, none of us ask God, amen, for our children to get on our nerves. Y'all ain't talking to me. None of us ask him, who out there wakes up and know you got to go to work, amen, and you pray and ask God that your boss gets on your nerves that day. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me. None of us gets up and we ask God, amen, if you're in customer service for the customers that are coming in or the customers that are calling in, amen, cuss you out. Nobody wakes up in the morning and pray and ask God for hardship. No one asks God and prays for failure. We don't beg God to allow bad things to happen to us. Now, on the other hand, how many can look back and remember our hardships and now can say, that made me
better?
Lord, I'm in the right church on tonight. Yes, you can remember that thing. Even as I'm talking to you now, some of you have a rough week. Some of you have a rough day. And you can say, Pastor, I ain't even got to look back over my life. I can just look back on what happened today. Amen. And that what happened today, amen, it didn't kill me. And the old folks said, what don't kill you makes you stronger. Sister Lucy, I'm trying to preach tonight. Oh, yeah, what doesn't kill you, amen, what doesn't destroy you makes you stronger. Amen. Most of us can attribute our faith in God because of difficulties we endure. Lord help me. Amen. People all in your family, your kinfolk, amen, folks that was raised up with you, they knew what you went through. Amen. Matter of fact, they were probably some of the ones that put you through the hell you've been through. I can't get much help in here tonight. Amen. And they thought that by now you would be dead. They thought by now you would be in the crazy house. Back in my day, they told folks like this, they would be in graded. Amen. On the eighth floor. Amen. Some of y'all would be like, well, man, on the fifth floor. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me. Amen. All the hell you've been through. Amen. Your husband walked off. Your wife left you. Amen. The dog don't like you no more. The fish don't throw no more bubbles. Amen. Your boss just laid you off, throwed you off. Amen. And got rid of you. But you can look back now and say, out of all the things I've been through, help me tonight, I still got joy. Amen. And this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Have I got a witness out there? When you should be in a corner crying and having a pity party, you still find yourself lifting up your hands and saying, without God, I can do nothing. You should be somewhere, amen, cuckoo for cocoa puffs, amen. But every time you turn around, the God of the Bible keeps on blessing you, amen. And you can't help but tell the Lord, thank yeah. Have I got somebody out here? Amen. Maybe here in my garage for church. Amen. That's been through some things, but out of all you've been through, you can still jump to your feet and tell the Lord, thank you. That pain made me stronger. That pain helped develop me. God allowed me to go through it because God wanted to show himself strong. God wanted, God bless you, Sister Martin. God wanted to show himself mighty. Amen. And God looked over. He wanted to find somebody that he could allow some trouble to come to your house. God looked over and wanted to find somebody he could allow some sickness to trouble your home. Amen. As he perused over the crowd, he knew that brother couldn't handle it. He knew that sister couldn't handle it. And God decided to allow the devil to visit your home. Amen. But now that the devil has been there, you've been praying more now than ever before. You went from not being able to fast at all. My God, now you fast in days and hours and weeks at a time. If there's anybody here that can just say, look where the Lord has brought me from. As we stated, the old folks, I can remember, amen, making this comment and saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Look at a neighbor and say, that thing made me better. That thing made me better. Now, we must understand whatever that is, what that is for you, it could be different than for that for me. But it's okay. Amen. That made me better. Amen. And some of you, you can look back. All of us can look at different situations, different things in our lives that caused us to, amen, probably even question if God was still with us. Amen. Have I got a witness out there? Amen. You went through some things, some rough times in your life that caused you to wonder if God still answers prayer. Does God still know your name? Does God still know your address? You looked around and you saw other folks that wasn't even trying to live godly, seemingly got everything all together, seemingly have no worries and have no cares. Amen. I believe it was David that talked about folks like that. Amen. He saw the wicked and they was prospering. Amen. And one writer said, I wouldn't have said it. It might have been David that said, if I believe not, to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. I just want to encourage you on tonight. You got to learn to hang on in there. They used to tell us, if you can furnish the faith, God has the power. Then they would tell us, it is no secret to what God can do. What he's done for others, he can do the same thing for you. As we get ready, amen, to close this, let's look at verse number 18. Romans, the 8th chapter. Let's look at verse number 18. Amen. Paul writing here says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. See, where we get stuck and where we get, amen, lost in bunkers is, or lost in space is, amen, we too often react on what's happening in our present. Some of us lose focus because of what's happening right now. Y'all ain't going to talk to me tonight. Amen. Some of us, we lose faith and we lose hope in God because of our current predicament, because of our current situation. Paul says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, amen, meaning what we're going through right now, amen, somebody that's listening to me, somebody that's watching me, you're going through hardship right now. But Paul says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. That's where we get stuck. We get lost because of our present. Amen. And that's what the devil wants to do. He wants you to focus on the present and not pay any attention to the future. No, we got to learn to just hang on in here. We got to learn how to ride the storm out. Amen. We got to learn how to just keep on going. Amen. Through the storms, through the rain, through the lightning, through the thunder, through whatever comes our way, we got to trust in God and understand the present is only temporary. Don't you understand that the present, amen, moves, amen, just that quick. Amen. You into the next present. You into every second, every millimeter second. You're into the next present. You into the next present. You into the next present. And if you learn to just keep going through the present, you will eventually end up in the future. In other words, you will eventually come out of that storm that you're in, but you got to keep pressing forward. Have to have a neighbor's brother say, keep moving, keep moving, keep moving.
Keep moving.
Paul says, I reckon that the sufferings, what I'm going through now, is not worthy to be compared. Amen. Listen, how many of us that work jobs don't get excited about payday? Even if the money is already gone, y'all ain't gonna talk to me tonight. Amen. Even if it's already, don't you know it's a blessing to be able to pay your bills? Amen. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me tonight. I said it's a blessing, even when you already, amen. I know, amen. The check I get at the end of the month, I already know where it's going to. Amen. But it's a blessing to be able to have the money to pay my bills. Y'all ain't talking. There are folks out there that would love to be able to see a paycheck. Amen. But we get excited because we know in the future, if we put our time in, payday is coming after a while. Y'all ain't going to hear me. That's the old song of the sanctified folk. Put your time in. Great is coming up in a while. Amen. And that's why we keep going back to work. It's not men and I love driving buses. Amen. But I won't do that for free. Y'all ain't gonna let me here. Amen. The reason why I keep going, amen, because I'm excited because I know eventually there's gonna be a paycheck that's gonna hit my account. The reason why I keep going because I got a wife and 5 children that's counting on me, that's counting on my paycheck, amen, to help provide, amen, and sustain and keep us afloat. Y'all ain't gonna help me tonight. Amen. There's a paycheck. The Bible, Elder, you can't preach this tonight. I got to preach it. The Bible declares that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't you understand? You're working for somebody, whether you know it or not. And after a while, it'll all be over. After a while, the sun is going to shine. My struggles will be over. If you stay with God, you can do like me. We'll shout hallelujah after a while. Paul said, I reckon, look at verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. There's people that are waiting on you to manifest. There are folks that are waiting on you to come forth. There is ministry in you. Amen. That's a preaching. That's an anointing in your life. Amen. And just because you may not ever stand behind a podium, amen, the sacred desk and have a microphone, that does not make you less important to, in the eyes of God. You are just as important as a minister. You may not be a bishop, amen, but there's ministry in you. There's gifts and callings, amen, in each and every one of us, and we are assigned to a specific person, to a specific group of people, be it on your job, in your community, in your neighborhood, in your church. There is somebody that is watching your life. You are always being watched. There's somebody watching your life. Amen. For the earnest expectation of the creature, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope. We was made vanity. Amen. With God, we was made in his image. Amen. But we can only do so much. We not going to live forever. One writer, I believe it was on Ecclesiastes, or it might have been in Solomon. Amen. All is vanity. And listen here, beloved, I don't care how many pills you take. I don't care how many weights you lift. I don't care how many protein shakes you drink. Eventually, things that's going up is going to come down. And you can take shots. You can take injections. Amen. You can get implants. Y'all ain't going to let me hear. You can get your eyebrows arched. You can get your eyelids stapled. Amen. You can get your earlobes pierced. I don't care what. Eventually, everything that's up is going to come down. It's going to go short. Because we are vanity. Amen. We're going back to the dust. Y'all ain't going to help me here. Amen. We were created. The Bible says that, that thus we came. From thus we came, thus we shall return. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him that had subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from bondage. From the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Amen. One of these days, I see you, Sister Lucy. God bless you. One of these days, amen, we're going to be delivered from this body of decay. Okay? We're going back to the dust. And eventually, one of these days, amen, we're going to get a glorified body. Amen. I'm not saying don't exercise. I'm not saying don't try to live healthy. I'm doing a better job myself. Amen. But I'm not putting off. The Bible declares bodily exercise profiteth little, but godly exercise profiteth much gain. Amen. I'm not saying don't eat right. And I'm not saying don't exercise. We should do these things. But even in doing all that, let's keep the main thing the main thing. Let's understand we're not going to live forever. Y'all ain't going to talk to me tonight. Because the creature itself, verse 21, also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption, this body, into the glorious liberty of the children of God. We're going to get a glorified body. Okay? Verse 22. So we know that the whole creature groaneth, the whole creation groaneth
and travailing in pain together until now. Amen. The whole creation. Amen. Every now and then it seems like the world is just flipping upside down. You got earthquakes. You got tornadoes. You got hurricanes. You got tsunamis. You got all different things. And this is the type of pain or groaning, amen, that the earth has. Because even the earth, amen, the Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word is going to stand. So we got corruption, amen. We got things that are happening that's causing the earth to groan and travail. Look at 23. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to wit the redemption of our body. Okay, waiting on the adoption, waiting on to be with the Lord. Come on here. Waiting on to be able to spend eternity with the Lord. This world is not our home. We're just pilgrims. We're just strangers passing through. I'm not saying don't have your savings account. I'm not saying don't try to get your house. Amen. Don't try to get your car. I'm not saying you can't do these things that you don't deserve. Amen. To have, amen, a nice living. But don't put all your hope. Don't put all your trust. Amen. Don't let that be your everything. When you forget God, y'all ain't gonna talk to me. When you forget to thank God for the stuff you got, amen. I don't care if you're in a one-bedroom apartment. Be grateful for the one-bedroom apartment. And if you be grateful over small things, amen, the Lord will bless you, amen, with many. God can give you much more. But understand, don't be asking God to give you something outside of season. To everything there is a time and a season, amen, to every purpose under the sun. You say, God ain't going to bless you with a house, amen, and 3 months later, you get foreclosure. We got to make sure we are operating, amen, in God's time. Am I talking right? Look at verse 23. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves grow within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to wit the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope. Let me hear you shout hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doeth he yet hope for? Okay? We don't have to, if we could see heaven, we don't have to hope to go to heaven. You just go on in there. Y'all ain't going to help me tonight. Amen. Yeah, it means that you can see. You don't have to hope for it. That you can obtain it. Amen. That means, but God is going away. Jesus went away to prepare a place for us. I have not seen. I know we normally use that scripture for down here on earth. Amen. But even in heavenly places, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the good things that God has in store for them that love him. But if we hope for that we see, verse 25, but if we hope for that we see now, then do we with patience wait for it. With patiently waiting for it. And what this means, patiently waiting, meaning you don't just sit on your do nothing, talking about you waiting on God. That's not what it's saying. That's not what it's saying. That means you continue to work. You continue to till the ground. Waiting on the harvest. Amen. Waiting on you continue to go to work expecting a paycheck. And it's just like that with God. You continue to do the work of God. Whatever God has called you to do. Amen. You continue to do what God has called you to do. You don't sit there and get lazy and don't do nothing. As I told y'all time and time again, throughout this predicament, throughout this pandemic, we could have chose to not do anything, just take a sabbatical, not preach no more, not sing no more, not worship, amen, God, amen, as we've done or as we are doing. We could have chose to just sit back, relax, and kick back, amen, but we want to keep on working while in the state. Amen. We want to put our right time in. Because don't you understand, if you put the right time in, when there's a need for overtime, you'll be the first one that the supervisor calls. I said, if you put the right time in, if your supervisor can trust you to do your job without, amen, being micromanaged. That's the reason why some of us, amen, you got to lose your job because you don't go, and you get that late. Y'all ready to listen? You get that late and one of these early, amen, you got terrible attendance. You got terrible, amen, you got your neighbor clocking in for you, and you ain't even go out on site. Y'all ain't going to have to hear, amen. You lying, oh, Lord, help me. You lying on your time sheet. Lord, help me here. And you wonder why you can't get a raise. You ought to be grateful they still allow your tail to come to work. Let me close here. Likewise, the spirit also helpeth our infirmities, our weakness. Okay, the spirit helpeth our weaknesses. Have you ever been getting ready to do something? You heard the spirit of God speak to you and say, don't do that. You know better than that. You know you should be here. You know you should. Come on, sister, Lord. I see you, Victoria. God bless you. You know you should be. You know you should be talking like that. See, that's what the Holy Ghost will do. Okay? Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we are. Have light ever just been so heavy on your shoulders where you didn't know what to pray for? You ever been that bad? Has never gotten to that point for you in your life, amen, where you can seem to find no help nowhere? Where, amen, you would go to the church and pastor didn't have nothing to help you. Amen. Go to the doctor and the pills the doctors prescribed wouldn't help you. Amen. Went to the comedy show and couldn't laugh. Went to the funeral and couldn't cry. Went to the wedding, amen, and didn't eat wedding cake because, amen, the ways of the world had pressed you down so. When you got on your knees and couldn't pray. Have you ever been to that point? If you haven't, keep on listening. Amen. Keep on living. Try to call somebody to give your word, and they can't give you nothing. Keep living. Keep living. So likewise, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses, our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Amen. And pray not always you telling God what you want. Lord, you know I need a new car. I need a new house. Ain't nothing wrong with the house you got. I need a new car. Ain't nothing wrong with the car you got. You want a new car because you see your neighbor with another car. You want a new house because your brother, your sister done bought a new house. Now you think you got to get a new house. That ain't what that means. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us when we don't know what to pray. When we don't feel like praying. When we are heavy. When we are burdened down. We still have the Holy Ghost in us. And if he resides in you, if you are saved and you believe in God, amen, the Holy Ghost resides and you believe in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit resides in you. And when you don't know what to pray, the Holy Ghost prays on your behalf. Lord, help me tonight. Amen. Amen. The Holy Ghost prays on your behalf. The Holy Ghost is still that connection to Jesus and to God that lives and dwells in us. That when we don't know, we don't even know that life is so bad and the problems seem so heavy. You got a tough decision to make. Amen. And that decision seemingly, depending on what you decide to do, amen, is going to cause your life to change. Depending on your situation, it's going to cause your life to change from the better or from the worse. Now you're stuck and you don't know what to say. What do we do next? We got an advocate. We got something on the inside. That's good stuff. Something on the inside. Working on the outside. We have something in us that when we don't know what to do. Have you ever been to that point in your life where you don't know what to do? You don't know what to say. You're tired of calling folks. You cut your phone off. You're not even watching Facebook. You're not watching Twitter. You're so tired up and your mind is so heavy. You're so stressed out that you're not even on social media no more. That you're losing weight. Not healthy. Not healthy weight, but because you just can't eat, you don't have an appetite. Things going on. Looking for daylight. You look for daylight and it's 12 noon. It's high noon, the sun is shining. But in your life, in your eyes, you're in this storm. You're going through a storm and you don't see. And that's what happens. When we go through the storm, we think that the sun has ran from us. Just because you're in the storm, that doesn't mean the sun has ran. The sun is still there. It's in the same place it probably was when the storm started. And what happens is there's something that's the storm of life stands between you and the sun. The S-U-E and the storm of life, if we're not careful, will stand between us and the sun. The S-O-E. The S-O-E is still in doubt. The S-U-E is still down in the midst of our storms. But if we're not careful, we'll get stuck. Watch this. We'll get stuck. Listen to me, chaos. We'll get stuck watching the storm and forget that the S-O-E or the S-U-E is still above the storm. That's what the enemy likes to get us. He likes to stand in between us and Jesus. He likes to try to come in between. That's what happened. I got to close here. That's what happened in the garden. The enemy stepped in between them. God had already spoken, had already revealed, had already told Adam, and Eve was aware. Eve knew, but the enemy stepped in between. Because at this time, the enemy was still walking. He had not been cursed to the ground. So he steps in between. God bless you, Evangelist McCoy. He steps in between and he gets their attention. God bless Elder Oliver. Preached a message a couple of weeks ago. Stepped out of the boat. Peter stepped out the boat, but then his eyes left Jesus and his eyes went to the storm. But we must understand, and I'm through here, when the storms of life are raging, we need to say like the old Baptist church say, Lord, please stand by me. I'm getting through here now. Verse 26 again. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities or our weaknesses. For we know not, baby, turn that fan that way for me, please. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. God bless you, I'm through. But the Spirit itself making intercession. Remember, even though the devil tries to intercept, the Spirit makes intercession, meaning the Spirit will stand up in us and be an advocate and intercede on our behalf, even when we don't know what to say. We have the Holy Ghost that will intercede on our behalf. Not only we understand it's the Holy Ghost interceding, but Jesus Christ himself sits down on the right hand of God is making intercession for us. So the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. You can't interpret it, can't repeat it. You don't even know what it's saying, but the Holy Ghost is at work. Verse 27, and I'm almost through. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit. Because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Let me hear just. We see that it's not according to your will. Some of us were praying that it's not according to the will of God. Let me hear C sharp. Yeah, my voice is about gone. That's good right now. But verse 28 declares, and we know that how many things, all things, but to raise your hand and say all things, not just good things, but all things, not just bad things, but all things. All things work together for good. God bless you, Sister Richardson. I see you. Work together for good to them that love God. I would like to ask you a question tonight. Is there anybody here that loves the Lord? If you love him, wave your hand and say, I love the Lord. Yes, I do. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. If you got a neighbor, just lean on your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm glad I went through that. Neighbor, now since I went through that, I know I can go through this. Is there anybody here that can stay with me now since I went through that? I know I can go through this. There's a song that says I'm stronger and I'm wiser and I'm better. The reason why I'm stronger now is because my situation was my faith, and my faith is stronger now than it's ever been before. I'm wiser, 'cause I could see more clearer than I seen before. So I'm better, 'cause I can totally understand what it was that I went through. I'm through it all the night. God bless your heart. But is there anybody here that can pinpoint something difficult that ever happened in your life? Is there anybody here that can remember what it felt like to go through that hard time? Is there anybody here that can remember what it felt like to come out of that situation? I'm reminded of another song that says, how did you feel when you came out of the wilderness? I want to ask Praise Tabernacle the question. I know for some of y'all now, it seems as though you're in the wilderness. You can't get to the church like you used to. and it seems like you're in the wilderness. They can't reach their brothers and sisters like you used to. And it feels strange now. But I came to tell you, even if it feels like the wilderness, I don't mind being in the wilderness as long as God is there. I don't mind being in the desert as long as God is there. Is there anybody here that don't mind suffering as long as God is with you? I heard the Bible say, if God be for us, who could be against us? And then God gave me another word, for I'll tell you, if God be for us, then there who no matter, just hang on in there, it's gonna work out for your good. Find you a neighbor and shake your neighbor's hand. Say, neighbor, neighbor, that situation made me better. I can't remember at a point in my life what certain issues would have made me better.
Thank you.
the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. Somebody shout out the, clap your hands and shout out the, after that, we have suffered a while. I told you in the beginning, bad may be better than the Bible says. After that, I don't know what close that is, but you got to survive. Your dad, look at somebody and say, neighbor, you got to make it. Your dad, you got to survive. Your dad, whatever that is, you got to make it. Do that. Say yeah. I do believe. You're going to make it. If the heat of body that will agree with me, we're going to make it. Do our dad. After that, we have suffered a while. Then the Lord will make you perfect. Then the Lord will establish a scripture. The Lord will tell you, God made me better. God made me stronger. I'm all right now. Let me say, All right. I'm all right now. Because that may be better than y'all. I really think y'all, I got to be approved here. You know no service is ever complete without taking everybody on a trip to Calvary. There was an old poem, and it said like this, at the cross, now first, saw the light and the best. Fight us on my heart, on the way, that made me better, that made Jesus completely better. When he came down, to put it through generations, that made him better. Thank you. let it cause you to be better. Don't be bitter. Be better. Don't let that thing cause you to fall out with someone. Be better than that. Let that situation confuse the devil. If the devil sits there, the devil sits there and he dwells in your storm, trying to get you to believe that there's no light at the end of the tunnel. He tries to get you to believe that this is it. And I'm not talking about the barbecue restaurant. The devil tries to make you believe that it's the end of the road, that there's no hope, that this storm that you're in now is the last storm, and your time is up. But the devil is still a liar. God, the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, and the Son of God makes intercession on our behalf, talks to God, prays, and speaks to God on our behalf, because he dwells within us. And we understand we have not a high priest that cannot be touched, that has not been touched with the feelings of our infirmities, our weaknesses. But he was tempted in all manners such as we are, yet without sin. Don't let the devil tell you you can't overcome them cigarettes. Don't let him tell you you can't overcome that alcohol, that liquor. Don't let him tell you you can't overcome smoking that weed. You can do it. If you trust God, you can do it. You furnish the faith, God has the power. Trust God. Don't let the devil tell you you got to keep shacking. I know people don't preach on shacking no more, but we still got to preach it. Discipline is to make one woman your wife. Make one man your husband. Your sweetheart should be your wife. Your sugar daddy should be your husband. Don't let the devil trick you. And don't let him cloud, keep those storm clouds over your life, hanging over you. There are many of us, many of you, that have made mistakes, have done things that you regret. Amen. And it seems like when you're moving forward, the enemy reminds you. That storm cloud comes right back. When it looks like you can see the sun, when the rays of the sun seemingly is making the storm clouds disappear, then the enemy brings us something else to make you think you're not going to make it. Make you think you're not going to survive. But we are survivors. We're going to make it. That, God bless you tonight, that made me better. That you went through in your family, that you went through on your job, that you went through in your ministry, in your church, that made you better. And we're grateful to God. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you once again. If there's one under the sound of my voice that don't know you're the partner of their sins, that don't understand that how that can make them better. The reason why they don't understand it because they don't have you. But we would like to offer you unto them on tonight so that whatever that is in their life, can make them better. If I'm talking to you tonight, if you're listening to me through chaos, and you're watching me by Facebook, you would like to give your life to Jesus Christ. It's real simple. You don't have to do a cartwheel. You don't have to do a handstand or a backflip. Scripture says, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Repeat this simple prayer to me. Lord, I'm sorry for the sins I've committed. I believe you died on Calvary's cross. I believe you rose on the third day. I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus.
And I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. On that Thursday morning, I believe he got up with all power in the palm of his hands. And this night, I welcome Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. And it is so in Jesus' name. Every heart shout amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. We thank God for tonight's service. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Listen, if this message has been a blessing to you, even if it made you mad, it gave you something to think about. One thing I know about most people, if you make them mad, they remember it. Ain't it funny? We remember 20, 30 years later what a person did to make us mad. That one thing, but they've done a thousand other things to try to make us happy. But we keep remembering that one thing. God bless you, Brother Freeman. Good to see you on tonight. Listen, I want to ask all of you that are listening in, that are viewing us, that are listening by chaos, I want to ask you, would you sow a love gift tonight? Would you give an offering on tonight? Brother Omar, are you asking for any amount? No, I'm asking for whatever the Lord lays on your heart. Some of you have been tuning in and you've been wondering, will they keep preaching? Will they keep having service? And the answer is yes. Amen. We're not a fly by night. This ain't fly by night. We've been preaching now over 20 years. Pastors are almost 12. Amen. And you've been wondering, can I sow? Is that a good ground? Is that good ground that we can sow in, that I can give an offering? And I want to ask you tonight, if the Lord has laid that on your heart, if the Lord has laid it on your heart, then yes, it's a good ground. If God lays it on your heart, amen. We're going to get the Cash App information. I would love to hear from all of you that are watching me tonight. Some of you have been tuning in, and this is your Thursday night service. Amen. You're not able to go to your church for whatever reason, whether it's the pandemic or whatever's going on. You're here every Sunday. I'm asking you to give an offering on tonight. Amen. Even if you would like to mail an offering, just let me know. We'll give you the personal address. We'll give you the address and you can mail an offering. And we've had people that have been mailing offerings in, and we're grateful. We're thankful to God. Amen. Our Cash App for tonight. This is Bishop Omar Zachary Family Ministries. Amen. Our Cash App tonight is $OZ. That's Omar Zachary. $OZ. And the number is 264. You can start doing that tonight. Whatever the Lord lays on your heart, whatever the amount is. Amen. If you don't know what to give, ask the Lord. And I'm quite sure he'll take you. Amen. We can't pay for the word. Can't pay for the word. We just ask you, if the Lord lays it in your spirit, if you want to be a blessing to this ministry tonight, we ask you to obey God. Whatever the offering amount is, that's $OZ. And the number is 264. $OZ 264. That's Cash App. Those of you that would like to give by credit or debit card or maybe PayPal, say, I would love to get an offering on tonight, but I have my debit card, I have my credit card. How can I give? I'm glad you asked. Our financial officers are waiting to hear from you now. The number to call is 678-760-6056. Once again, for those of you that would like to be a blessing to this ministry on tonight, by PayPal, debit, credit card, Zelle, you can do so by calling our church offices now, 678-760-6056. Amen. We thank you again on tonight. We appreciate you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. We're so grateful. Listen, we're getting ready to let you go for tonight. Meet us back here, same station, same channel, Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Amen. We got so much going on. God has been moving by his spirit throughout this pandemic. Amen. We got
Chaos Blog Talk every Monday night with DNK Bible Break. That's with Elder Derek Oliver and his wife. They're on every Monday night at 7 o'clock. We ask you to tune in and support them. Every Tuesday night, our church Bible study, Praise Tabernacle Church Bible study, is on Chaos Blog Talk Radio at 7 o'clock. That's led by Elder Victor Bluett, Evangelist Doug Stanton, Elder Derek Oliver, and also Elder Richard Taylor. And me and my precious wife, we're on those Tuesday nights as support. Amen. Every Tuesday night, every Thursday night, you can find us right here. Amen. Once again, every Sunday. Thank you. Amen. God, we just appreciate you for another service. We pray that we said something tonight that will encourage somebody to understand that made them better. And I pray and hope and trust that someone can even look back at a situation in their life and now they can say, I agree with Brother Omar. That thing made me better. That thing, it was that situation that caused me to start back praying again. It was that situation that caused me to rededicate my life to the Lord. It was that situation that caused me to go back home to my family. Back home to my husband, back home to my wife, back home to my children. Because that made me better. Made me a better husband. Made me a better wife. Made me a better child. Made me a better friend. That situation made me a better person. That situation made me a better believer. Made me a better Christian. That situation increased my faith. And God, we thank you for every viewer, every listener, every member, friend, even if there's an enemy of Praise Tabernacle, of this Omar Zachary ministry. God, we ask that you would bless them, strengthen them on tonight. God, we ask that you would continue to strengthen these that we know have been on the prayer list. And God, we pray that you would continue to touch, heal, and deliver. And as we leave this place, not your presence to meet again on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20, says us to go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. God bless you.